So I'm putting forward a specific set of proposals based on the work of Joe's task force. And in the days ahead, I intend to use whatever weight this office holds to make them a reality.
After last month's shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, President Obama said he wanted to find ways to reduce gun violence in America. He's hoping the proposals he made yesterday will get the ball rolling. First, he signed 23 executive orders, laws that don't have to be approved by Congress. The president said the ones he signed yesterday will make background checks stronger and expand school safety programs. We explained how executive orders work in yesterday's program. You can check that out on our website. President Obama also wants Congress to take action. He's asking them to reinstate a ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004, to make laws that limit how much ammunition weapons can hold, and to require background checks on anyone who buys a gun, whether it's at a store, a gun show, or a private sale. The National Rifle Association says the president's ideas could violate people's constitutional right to bear arms. The NRA is promising to put up a political fight over these proposals, and they say they have new support, pointing out that around 250,000 new members joined the organization in the past month. That's when the gun control debate really heated up.
Is this legit? Sucrose, fructose, and glucose are all examples of sugars. Totally true. The suffix OSE is used for carbohydrates, especially sugar.
Of course, having too much sugar can contribute to obesity. That's a major health issue in the United States. And when it comes to what's to blame, a lot of people point the finger right here. Now, one expert says soft drinks are the best place to start dealing with obesity because they're the one food or drink that's been proven to cause it. Coca-Cola is the world's biggest beverage company. This week, the company started putting out ads that say it wants to be part of the fight against obesity. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has more for us on that right now.
Well, Carl, in many ways, this campaign was something that we could foresee coming. Obviously, obesity and all the problems associated with obesity, a very, very large issue in this country for students, young people alike. And older people. So one of the things you hear specifically in this ad campaign, besides the fact that they're addressing this problem of obesity, you also hear some of the things that they have already done. For example, in schools, over the last several years, they say they've been able to reduce by 90% the number of calories kids are getting from sugar related to Coke products. And they also point out something I think very interesting is that despite the fact that we do drink fewer sugary drinks nowadays than we did, a few decades ago, obesity rates have continued to go up. So it's not just sugar in sugary drinks, but sugar in all sorts of different places. But let me show you something, Carl, that I think is very instructive. Ask most people how many calories in a Coke. Just think about that for a second. A lot of people may not know, but it's actually about 140 calories, a lot or not that many, depending on your perspective. But look at the sugar as well, more than 9 teaspoons of sugar, again, in a single Coke. And what we've learned is that it's not just the amount of sugar, but also the rate at which the body absorbs it. So with a sugary drink, you simply get a lot of those sugar calories much more quickly into the body, unlike with fruit, for example, where you have the fiber to slow that down. I think, Carl, more than anything else, people are going to pay more attention to this issue because everybody, including politicians, including the Center for Science and Public Interest, including now Coke, is talking about this issue. So it may make people think twice the next time they pick up a sugary drink. Carl, back to you.
Thanks, Dr. Gupta. You heard him mention just a second ago how many calories there are in one can of Coke. How much would it take to work that off in the gym? An HLN producer found out.